How you doing this morning? It's good to be back in a home game. Tough divisional opponent that really has lost a lot of close ball games here in the last couple weeks. But good football team that going to be a big challenge for us this week. But we're excited about it and heading in. Guys are working hard this week, paying attention to the details of what we're trying to get done. Questions?
Why did you decide to slot Edmund Robinson in for Barr? What is it about him that you thought he would fit into that role? I mean, nobody can do exactly what Anthony does.
He's been practicing there all year. That's the slot. I mean, that's the position he had been playing primarily all through training camp, all through the offseason. So he's a guy that has really stepped up and paid attention to the details. And, you know, we thought that, you know, he warranted the position to give him a try there. And, he played pretty decent for us there this past game.
Defensive tackle, the nose doesn't seem like an easy thing to do. How's Sharif Floyd done in that?
I think Sharif's done a good job. I mean, paying attention to the details of that position compared to the three technique. He brings some things there. I mean, he's been good with his contact balance and those kind of things inside because those guys get a lot of double teams, and he's been able to get push in the pocket versus the pass. So, you know, I think our guys have accepted the roles that, you know, we've got to get our best 11 out there from situations that we play in the game from package to package and understand his role and understand, you know, the guy next to him, what we're trying to get accomplished. And he's embraced it and worked diligently, you know, when we ask him to do it.
When it comes to these colder weather games, how do you usually see the offensive, your opponent's play calls differ?
Well, I mean, you know, the wind affects as much as anything. And I think you know, depending on how much the wind is blowing that day, it'll affect, you know, decisions, whether they're throwing with the wind or, you know, against the wind. So we kind of take all those things into consideration as we're going through, you know, play calling and also, you know, preparation for the week and how we're going to attack things and, you know, matchups and those kind of things.
Do you usually tend to see more running plays?
You can. I mean, it just depends on who you're playing that week and how effective the quarterback is throwing the ball, whether it's a short passing game, whether they're, you know, throwing the ball down the field more. So there's a lot of different factors that come into it, their success running the ball, playing field position as far as, you know, our special teams against their special teams. So there's a lot of different factors that come into play.
Why do you think Tom Johnson has been such a good fit here after he bounced all over the world really playing football?
Well, I'll tell you what, last year he came in and sort of took the bull by the horn and studied, understood, you know, what it was we were trying to accomplish, got a lot of push inside the pocket last year. And, you know, going after evaluating last year and the things that we're going to ask him to improve on this offseason, he really has done a tremendous job, especially in the run game as far as, you know, playing the three technique with all the double teams that he faces in there and just understanding schematically overall what it is we're trying to get accomplished. So he really has done a good job of paying attention to the details of what we're asking at the position. I think Coach Patterson's done a great job getting him to understand that, and he's embraced it and worked right through it.
Fair to characterize him as a late bloomer, or is it just that no one had really hit?
I think when you look at different players and different schemes and what they're asked to do and attention to the detail that's put in it, I think that's a bearing on it where, you know, you can't really worry about, you know, what the guy did before. You see a skill set and where you can utilize his skill set within the schematics of what you're trying to get accomplished.
What have you seen from Cutler's play this year, maybe different from years past?
I think he's playing as good as I've seen him play. His decision-making has been very consistent throughout the course of the year. His focus and understanding what, you know, teams are trying to do against him, how he's attacking, utilizing the weapons that they have at receiver, and getting help out of the running backs, whether it's in the run game or the pass game. I think they're both effective in both. I think he's utilizing the most of his abilities coupled with the skill sets of the players he has around him.
He's always been kind of known as the gunslinger that takes a lot of risks. Has he been a little more cautious this season?
I wouldn't say cautious. I think he's making good decisions and understanding where he wants to go with the football, you know, from game to game.
When you look at what Brian Robinson is able to do, slide down and de-tackle and change the personnel a little bit, how does that really help you guys?
Well, you know, with Brian, he has a good skill set. And he, like you said, you put him inside on a guard sometimes, it's a little bit more of a push in the pocket. He's got a little bit more space to work on a guy that really is not an offensive tackle that's going to widen you outside. So he's been able to we've been able to take his skill set, and he's embraced it and worked inside, created more space inside for himself, getting more push in the pocket. So I think that not only helps us, but I think it also helps him. And he's done a tremendous job at it and continues to work at it. So hopefully we'll keep reaching dividends out of it.
How did the absence of Harrison Smith last week affect your guys' play calling on defense?
I I mean, I think we go through each week and understand what it is we're trying to ask the different guys to do. Harrison is a tremendous player, and of course, and the skill set that he brings to the table is a big bonus for us. But, you know, the guys that stepped in, we approach it that way each week, and, you know, we expect those guys to be able to step up and be able to, you know, play what it is that we're asking to play, be able to communicate the calls, be able to communicate the adjustments. And, you know, I think guys did a pretty decent job of that last week as we've asked them to go through the season.
Alshon Jeffrey caught 10 passes last time you played the Bears. What adjustments do you need to make against Jeffrey this time around?
Well, I think, you know, us understanding what it is that they're doing. I mean, he's been very successful here, you know, over the course of the game. I know he, you know, missed a lot of games early, but he's definitely one of their primary targets. He does a great job of locating the ball in the air. He's a big body outside that can jump and catch the ball over guys. So I think awareness of us and what we're trying to get accomplished this week is going to be critical to us outside at the corner.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.